In the UK, among the people from, let's say, from Zimbabwe, what we've heard is a number of cases where people have committed suicide. It depends on the age group. For the younger ones, it's usually to do with bullying, to do it with pressure from many angles in their lives. With much older people, most of them, it comes up as depression. In an African context, we don't have a definition of what a depressed person is like. But in the UK, when people are thinking about what they are going to do, where they've been, they go into what we call depression, and usually you find them committing suicide.
So now, how prevalent can we say this is in the UK and most probably some other countries where Zimbabweans are living?
It's prevalent amongst many groups. I don't have the actual figures how prevalent it is, but it does happen in the UK as well. It could be that most of us who have come from the African countries have experienced a culture change, especially for our children. They try to be involved, identify with the local culture, and some of them get into things that as parents we don't accept, as a community or as people from Africa or let's say Zimbabwe wouldn't accept those things. And then there is that disconnect with our roots, and the people feel, you know, left out, or they feel they are outcast, and then they go down the depression route and they commit suicide.
You are a social worker, and people may expect maybe for you to give them advice on, you know, how to avoid some of these issues, especially let's go to bullying. How do you actually tackle that?
You have to have a good relationship with your child. Make sure your child can come to you and say, I'm being bullied in school. And once you see any signs that your child is worried about going to school, you need to take it up with the local authorities or the school authorities. Because if you don't, your child will be bullied and won't tell you, because the bullies actually intimidate them and say, if you tell someone, it's going to be worse. So in order to keep the peace, your child won't tell you what's going on. But your child should have a good relationship with you and believe that my father or my mother can do anything. No one can beat my mother. No one can beat my father. And then you have a good relationship with your child. Then you can help them deal with bullying in school.
In terms of depression, Dr. Ndlovu, what could be the best measures of correcting that?
The first port of call is the doctor. In the UK, everyone has got a doctor. They are registered to the GP. If you feel you are worried, you are anxious, anxiety, and all the kind of stuff, thinking about yourself, thinking, having these suicidal thoughts, go to the doctor and explain what's going on in your life, and then you get medication, and then you can be stable on medication.
Now, on the issue of people that are taking substances like cocaine and so forth, what should be done there?
There is a service in the UK called the Drug and Alcohol Service. People go there and work with them, and some of them get onto methadone reduction programs, which help them to get off the drugs. But the key issue is that while working with the Drug and Alcohol Service, one needs to cut off the ties. Cut off ties with the friends, the environment that would lead them to relapse.
What do you think could be the solution to some of the people that face this kind of ethnic disintegration?
There is a need to have a connection with your roots by talking to people from your country, meeting them at their homes, sharing small things like food from Africa, just to revive the memories, the songs from Africa,